Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, heroes. My name is Agent Ariel. How is everybody doing today? That is amazing. You are amazing heroes. I am so excited for today's training because we're learning about something really important. So let's jump right in and say our power truth today. Say, God speaks through the Bible. So you might be thinking, what does that mean? I mean, if there's no radio frequency in this thing that connects us to God, then I have no idea how God speaks through the Bible. If that's you, I want you to take a nice, deep breath. God speaks through the Bible. He can speak through every single word in the Bible. Why? Because every word in the Bible came from Him. Yes, every single story, scripture, writing in the Bible came directly from the mouth of God. They came from His heart to help us, instruct us, to teach us what we need to know about Him and the life He's called us to live. So, how exactly do we know that the Bible is full of actual words from God? Because it says so in 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. Every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. Okay, hold on, right there. This means that everything in the Bible is there because God said it. But how did He say it? This is where people get confused. Did a few of the angels in heaven need part-time work so God employed them as secretaries? Did they scribe on scroll after scroll after scroll, write down everything He said, and then voila, the Bible was born? Not exactly. God actually spoke His word through people filled with the Holy Spirit. Some of these people you even know from the Bible. People like Moses, David, Paul, you know, the big guns. Did they just write whatever they wanted? No, they wrote only what the Holy Spirit prompted them to. In essence, they wrote down only what God was saying. They allowed the Holy Spirit to speak and write through them. Like we read in 2 Timothy, the Bible says that scripture is God-breathed, that every scripture was written and inspired by the Holy Spirit. This is how we know we can trust the Bible, aka the Word of God. Okay, let's keep reading the rest of the scripture. Every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. It will empower you by its instruction and correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction and lead you deeper into the path of godliness. Then you will be God's servant, fully mature and perfectly prepared to fulfill any assignment God gives you. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. That just said that scripture will empower you. It'll give you strength. It'll lead you down the right path so that you can become who God made you to be. Then you will know how to obey God, become fully mature and prepared to do anything He asks you to do. Okay, so we know that the Bible is the Word of God, and we know that it can transform your life, but my question still is this. How does God speak to us through the Bible now? I mean, the Bible was written thousands of years ago. God said these things a long time ago. How could He possibly be speaking to me through it today? Here's what you need to understand about God's Word. It's not like a textbook at school. It's not like the history book where it's only full of historical facts and a bunch of boring things that happened a long time ago. Although some parts of Leviticus might feel that way. Anyway, here's what sets the Bible apart. Are you ready for it? The Word of God, the Bible, is alive!
It's alive! Okay, everyone, back away from the threat slowly. I said slowly!
Agent Jackson, what on earth are you doing?
Agent Ariel, I said back away slowly.
Agent Jackson, what are you trying to get us to back away from?
Okay, there is no time for ridiculous questions like that, but if you have to know, I'm talking about the obvious imminent threat of that book thing, and that is, how you say, alive! It's alive!
Agent Jackson, cool it. The Bible is alive, but not in the way that you're thinking.
Agent Ariel, wait, actually, may I call you Leonardo? You've always looked like a Leonardo to me. Okay, listen, Leonardo, when I signed up to be a protector of this great training facility known as Hero Kids, I swore that I would never let anything, and I mean anything, threaten the well-being of our heroes, my fellow agents, and of course, Dr. Scotty.
Wait, what about Hoverboy? The Tinkerbots? Coach Lionheart?
All right, listen up here. The kids got street smarts, the bots are made of metal, and the lions, a lion for crying out loud. They can fend for themselves. Anyway, I will now vanquish the threats and save you all, fulfilling my God-given destiny of becoming a hero. Let me see ya! Get the pages open here.
Stop and get a hold of yourself, man. There's also no way the Bible is wrestling you right now.
Well, it appears you're right. Oh, thank goodness it doesn't have any teeth.
Of course, this Bible doesn't have teeth. When I said it was alive, I didn't mean alive, as in the Bible's a diabolical monster or capable of harming us in any way. The Bible being alive is a good thing.
Ah, I see. Then this whole thing was just a big misunderstanding, right?
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'll just take my belongings and I'll get going. Goodbye, Leonardo. Goodbye, heroes.
Wow, I am so sorry about that, heroes. Agent Jackson is really trying to figure out a lot today. Back to what I was saying, the Word of God is alive. Hebrews 4:12 says this, "For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." This means as you read the Bible, God's word comes alive off the pages. This is because there is power in God's word. The Bible's not full of dead history lessons. It's full of what God has spoken in the past and what He is still speaking today. The Holy Spirit speaks to us by making certain parts of Scripture we read jump off the page. The entire Bible is for us today because it's alive and God still speaks to us through His Word. And I'll prove it to you. Let's just say you were reading the Bible and praying that God would speak through it. And let's just say you were reading Joshua 1:9, where it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." When I read this verse, did anything jump off the page or stand out to you? Is there anything about it that you remember? Depending on who listened to this, each one of us had something different stick out to us about the verse. Maybe today you needed to hear that you are strong and courageous. Maybe you needed to hear to not be afraid. Maybe you needed to hear that God is with you. This is what we mean when we say that it's alive. We can hear something different from God because we allow the Holy Spirit to speak specifically to us and our situation through His word. Heroes, whenever you read Scripture and something sticks out to you, take it as a word from God straight to you. Trust that He's speaking to you. Sometimes He leads you to a Scripture and something sticks out that you've never seen before that applies perfectly to what you're going through. Sometimes we read something and nothing might stick out right away, but when we press in and ask God what He's saying, He reveals it to us. Sometimes a verse we've read before just comes back to our mind in a certain situation. However he does it, we know that God will always speak to us through the Bible because we know it is alive. All you have to do is open your Bible and say, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me through your word? Will you help something jump out at me that you want me to hear? Would you lead me as I read today? Help me read and hear exactly what you want to say to me through your word today. Heroes, God wants to speak to you through his word. He wants you to see how it can transform your life when you read it and ask him to speak to you through it. We're going to ask God to speak through his word in just a moment, but first, I want to remind you how to hear God's voice. All you have to remember is the word heard. H is for his word. His word, the Bible, and his character will never contradict or go against what he says to you. If you hear something that contradicts the Bible or the character of God, throw it out. For example, the Bible tells you to obey your parents. God will never ask you to disobey your parents. E for everyone. Everyone hears God in a different way because God speaks in many ways. Sometimes it's like a random word or a thought. You see a picture or something like a movie playing in your head. A scripture comes to your mind, or all of a sudden, you feel a strong sense of what you know is right. These are just some of the ways God speaks to us. In the Bible, God spoke through a donkey, after all. A for after. After you pray and ask God to speak and something pops into your mind, you are not allowed to think that you made it up. R for review. Review and talk through what you've heard with an adult you trust, like your parents or an agent. D for document. Document or write down what God said to you so you can remember what he spoke to you. So right now, we're going to do something that we normally don't do. I'm going to read some scripture over you a few times. We're going to say God's word over us. And as I read, I want you to pick out what you feel is jumping out at you and take it as a word from God straight to you. And when you feel God speaking to you, I want you to just write down what is jumping out at you and tell someone near you what you felt God said. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflow. Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflow. Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One last time. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you, God, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflow. Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23. Heroes, I hope you heard God say something special to you today. Be sure to write it down or to tell someone what he told you. Everything God speaks is important. Let me pray over you. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for every hero hearing this podcast today. Lord, I pray that they took something special from your word today, Lord, that they hear your voice and see you moving in their life, and that this scripture, Lord, the words that you have left us to guide us and to prepare us, Lord, that they can use this in their daily life. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it's alive, and we thank you that it's a tool to be used for guidance. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And every hero said, Amen. That concludes our main training for today. You are becoming amazing and mighty heroes. This is Agent Ariel signing off. We'll catch you next time, but before I go, always remember, the world needs a hero like you. See ya!
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.